Tennessee, Indiana tonight in the Gator Bowl down in Florida in Jacksonville. 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock Central Time, I believe, or is it 7 o'clock Central Time? I can't even get my time straight. I feel like it's a Tuesday, and it's 2019. Wes Rucker joining us here from GoVols 24/7. Do you know what year it is or what day it is, Wes? Welcome to the show.
Actually, I think it's Thursday, second, maybe. I know that because it's game day. It's the only reason I know.
There you go. So, listen, I have a message for all fans from every team in bowl games. Don't take too much from the outcome tonight. Enjoy the game. Enjoy getting to watch your team play. If you win, celebrate. If you lose, you can get angry if you want to. I don't think there's really any reason to. It doesn't mean anything. They crushed Northwestern a couple of years ago, then came back and were the pick to win the East and couldn't get the job done. They crushed Iowa a couple of years ago, and Iowa came back and went 12-0 and almost went to the playoffs. So how would you advise fans to value the outcome of tonight's game or not?
Yeah, you know, Braden, I don't think the results of bowl games matter much. I mean, I think obviously if you're in a playoff game, they matter. If you're not, even if you're in like a New Year's Six, I don't think they matter all that much. I mean, it's not an exhibition because the stats count, but it's really not that important. I mean, really it's about the experience, I think, and kind of, you know, a reward for kids and fans who have kind of been through a long season, and then you get to go have a nice trip at the end of it. So I don't put too much in it. I don't think it's unimportant, but I don't think it really matters all that much.
Now, Wes, from a coaching standpoint with Jeremy Pruitt, obviously, you know, this team, we know, you know, the story of the city, of the season, and he's done a remarkable job at keeping his team together, and now they're in a bowl game with 7 wins. But is this more so for the coaching staff getting an opportunity? Yes, he's going to play the older players. Everyone wants to see Juwan Jennings' his last game. But is this an opportunity for him to play some of these younger players and get an idea of what he has in this type of game against an opponent you're not familiar with? See how these guys react and how they play.
I think to a certain extent, Derek, yeah, I think that's probably true. You know, I think that he's a really competitive guy, and you look at how much he's won throughout his career as an assistant, and he's not going to want to lose the game. And I think he'll want to send these guys off the right way. So I don't think they'll be just totally kind of willy-nilly about it, but I do think they'll mix in more young guys. And especially, you know, you look at a situation like Juwan Jennings being out for the first half, that really gives you a chance probably to throw a couple more freshmen out there for some reps and see some things. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they rotate just a little bit more defensively. I do think that they do want to see what they can look at for next year. But I also think they've gotten some of bowl practice to see some of that stuff. That's what you get those. That's why I think if you're a program like Tennessee, the 15 bowl practices to me matter more than the actual result of the bowl does, because you get a chance to see a lot of these guys do a lot of things. But, you know, to answer your question, yeah, I think will there be times that during the regular season he would have hesitated to play guys, but he'll play them in this game? I absolutely think that'll be the case.
Wes Rucker joining us here from GoVols 24/7. And Wes, what sort of early defections do you expect off this roster, be it to the NFL or transfers or whatever? And then what is the quarterback, like, of the conversation in the offseason about this team, do we expect it to be 85% about the quarterback situation or like 65% about the quarterback situation?
I think more like 65%, honestly. I think that the Bailey kid coming in, you know, that'll kickstart some interest a little bit. And then if Brian Maurer kind of blows up physically in the offseason or something like that, you might see some conversation to that end. But really, I would tell people, if you're Tennessee, look at most of the past decade, right? You're probably going to need more than one anyway. So whoever it is, you're probably going to see the other guy at some point along the way, because that's just kind of the way it goes in this era. But I think the way Garantano's played a little bit, to end this season, I think he would have to get off to a horrible start next year for there to be kind of another controversy. You know, he's a senior. He will be at that point, and I think it'll be his. In terms of, you know, defections, I mean, obviously there were a few already, guys going to the portal, guys looking to go other places. And then when you talk about the NFL, I mean, Trey Smith's got a decision to make. So we'll see what he does. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if after spring camp there may maybe a couple more guys leave. But that's just sort of the nature of the business these days. I mean, there's several hundred guys that are going to be in the portal. So I don't think it's like guys jumping off the ship or anything like that. It'll just be a matter of do a couple guys want to follow those offensive linemen who left and get more playing time elsewhere. And with a guy like Trey Smith, you know, what will he want to do?
Sticking with the bowl game and what he potentially has coming back, and you spoke of Garantano, and more than likely he's the guy unless he just, you know, fumbles it all away and give those other guys an opportunity to throw their name in a hat. What is it that he needs to do this offseason to assure, I believe, the coaching staff that he doesn't revert back to what he was at the beginning of the season?
You know, Derek, I think he needs to make sure he continues to expand his knowledge of Jim Chaney's system. Because I think if the coaching staff made a mistake early this season, I think the mistake they might have made was I think they gave all the keys to Garantano without him really understanding the system as well as they thought that he did. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean some of the decisions he makes at the line of scrimmage, because I know early in the season he would make some audibles at the line that were not ones that they wanted him to make. They weren't seeing things the same way. And I think Garantano, and he's admitted this to his credit, he kind of learned the system a little better as the season progressed. And he saw some things. He finally started seeing things the way coaches wanted him to see them at the line when he was examining protections. When he was kind of looking at checks at the line, you know, hot routes, things of that sort. I think he got better at that as the season progressed as much as anything, and that's what he needs to do. Because in terms of, you know, being a leader with the guys, you watch him with the guys, you know, they get along. You know, they respond to him. He's got his friends, certainly, but everybody on the team seems pretty good with him, and I think that part of it's fine. It's just learning the offense and the system and making sure he and Chaney are always on the same page.
Wes Rucker joining us here, and I'll let you go after this one. How close, obviously, SEC play about to start for the basketball program, but without Lamonte Turner and losing 3 out of 4 to the better competition that they've played, how quickly could this team lose the fan base, if that makes sense, considering how high this program has been the last couple of years from an interest standpoint? Are they in this a dangerous place right now going into SEC play, or are you confident that they can maintain a level of competition?
You know, Brett, I think Tennessee basketball fans are probably one of the most underrated fan bases in the country in terms of how many there are, how loyal they are. I think that's been a bit of a misnomer for years that they're not a, you know, great basketball fan base. I think they're a pretty darn good one. And I think the fact that they have all those studs coming in next year, I don't think people will lose the program long term. I think that they may grow a little bit disinterested with this season's team. We'll see. Because I think a kid like Vescovi can give them a little bit of a boost, can help them a little bit. And I think they've still got some players on that team. You know, without Lamonte Turner, it's not going to be the same. It's just not for this team probably. But I've seen Rick Barnes compete with less than what he has right now. I do think that's going to be a rough adjustment period. And I think you might be looking at this being like an NIT team or something. You know, that really might be what they are. But I think that I'm not ruling them out for the NCAA tournament. I'm not ruling them out for a kind of salvaging project here, because I've seen Rick Barnes and his staff do more with less. So I think that it's going to be a bumpy ride. I think some people are going to get frustrated. They're going to talk about his $5 million contract now and yada, yada, yada. But I think for the long-term health of the program, I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they've got a couple of nice resume wins already. It feels like college basketball, and I'm with you, I think the Tennessee fan base is very underrated nationally, but college basketball has to fight and scrap and claw to keep people interested. And it just doesn't feel like, I'm with you, they'll be fine next year. It does feel like this season could go south quickly, though, and the fans might, the national conversation or the interest in the program could dissipate quickly if they're not, you know, if they're 500 in the SEC or whatever, which seems like it's a very, very real possibility.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something there, right? And I think that could happen. It's just, Really, it's a matter of how quickly can they adjust to this thing without Turner, because if they can do it relatively quickly, you know, it'll still be okay. And I still think they'll beat a couple people they shouldn't, but, you know, now all of a sudden those midweek trips to the Mississippi schools and things like that, which have been kind of automatic wins the past few years, I don't think they will be this year.
And it's a great year to get Auburn twice and Kentucky twice, all that good stuff. So, Wes, thank you so much. We do appreciate it, man. Happy New Year, and enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, no problem, man. Y'all good, man. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Wes Rucker there. Go Vols 24/7 as well. Yeah, college basketball, it feels like with the loss to Lamonte Turner, Derek, that this team, like from an interest standpoint, it could fall off a cliff quickly. And it's just this year. I'm not talking about long-term or big picture of the program. I'm just talking about this year.
Well, it's the best player on this team. And when you lose the best player on your team and you don't have guys picking up the slack, then, you know, the people tend to lose interest, especially from a national standpoint, because I think this Vol team from a national standpoint, the beginning of the season was on a lot of people's mind.
Memphis-Tennessee game.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a big national game.
And then and it lived up to the hype, but and then you lose Lamonte Turner, and now people are starting to, you know, it's like, okay, they're starting to look elsewhere. It's like, you know, it's like losing with any team. It's, you know, losing your star player, and everybody's in. Then you lose your star player, and people start to see the season slip away, and they're like, oh, okay, let's pay attention to something else. Oh, Vols playing in the bowl game? Okay, let's pay attention to that or something else.
Exactly. It's easy to lose interest in college basketball this time of year.
It's like with Memphis, when they lost Wiseman, people are still interested in how good this Memphis team can be because of the young talent that they still have on
really
that team.
Good.
And
exactly.
They're really good. And plus their coach is, you know, Penny Hardaway, by the way. And that's why they can kind of continue that interest. But it seems like the Vols can't because, I mean, Turner was probably the only star that you probably know on that team.
And even with Turner, I'm not sure how good this team was going to be. I just
there may be a tournament team.
They're a tournament team, maybe. But now we're talking NIT.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be hard to keep interest when you're an NIT level team. It just is, because college basketball is a tough sport to draw interest. And so, I mean, it is what it is. By the way, I have a basketball question about the Winter Classic that I'm going to ask Casey Alexander, if that makes any sense at all, coming up in the final hour. However, the Winter Classic yesterday, huge, huge success in one way. Not so much in another. We'll explain. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.